Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a reflection. So let's talk about contribution. It's a question that came into the podcast relatively recently, in the last 18 months or so. And I guess I was always sort of asking it, but never quite directly asking it. And what has happened over the last few months, this year I think, is that the question has kind of evolved a little bit. Because contribution used to be about what are you contributing to the world? And I think that's a very valuable thing to look at, because when we contribute to the world, when we do some measurable good, it makes us feel good. It makes us appreciate the work that we do because we are actually doing some good. But what has occurred to me over the last few months, and particularly over the last year, I guess, because of the COVID situation, was that contribution is also about how do you contribute to yourself. Now, we all know the airline safety check. If there's a cabin depressurization, put your own oxygen mask on first. And that idea of that is actually really valid in life as well. Now, I'm not talking about being selfish. Well, I am talking about being selfish. What I am talking about is having enough resources yourself so that you can contribute elsewhere. So I ask all of the guests now, how are you contributing to the world? And more importantly, how are you contributing to yourself? So what does that mean to contribute to yourself? What does that mean? How does that manifest? Well, from my perspective, it's about doing things for me. It's about making sure I take time for me. Now, I'm relatively privileged in that I have constructed my life to allow me to do that. And I appreciate many people haven't got there yet. This is about taking time for self-care. Yeah, it's a strange one, though, isn't it? I mean, women are very used to self-care, but men are not so used to it. The benefit of self-care has really come home to me in the last 3-4 years. It's the importance of making time to really tune in and listen to what is important to me on a regular basis. I do this every morning. I did some work a few months ago with Perry Marshall, and one of his things is every day he spends at least an hour in the morning doing Renaissance time, which is him sitting with the pad, thinking, and for him, praying, because that's part of his thing. And I have discovered he's right. It is really valuable time. I don't spend an hour, I must admit. I spend probably 10 to 15 minutes writing and thinking and seeing what comes up for the day. The other thing I do of recently, because when working on this on the 5 questions project, is looking at those questions on a daily basis. Like today would be, what am I passionate about today? What would I call success today? How am I going to contribute to things today? So answering the 5 questions on a daily basis, and today, what's the meaning of it all for me today? And that has also been very powerful to me, to really appreciate and land this work in my own body. Why is it powerful? Why does it help for you? Why is it important to take time? Well, let's be honest. You were put on this earth for some reason. You weren't put on this earth to work hard and earn money. You were put on this earth to manifest something, to do something. And that is the thing that you have to find. That is what it is for you. And it will be your contribution to the world. That's what you were put on the earth for, so that you could contribute. And it doesn't have to be putting people on Mars. Your contribution can be something different, but it's yours. But the route to that contribution, the route to finding it, is definitely about putting time in to find out what makes you tick, what you need, what will support you, and what makes you feel good. So my day at the moment, what is making me feel good at the moment, is every day I will start my morning with some hot water with a bit of lemon in it, just to clear my system a bit. I will write for 10 to 15 minutes, and if I'm inspired, longer. Some people ask me what I write, and I say, well, it depends what comes. Sometimes I'll write a question on the pad, and I'll see what turns up. And I just write a question, and then I write answers to that question, the first thing that comes into my mind. And it is surprising what pops out of my head from nowhere. Other times I will use it for gratitude. I will make a list of things that I'm thankful for. I will be thinking about some work in the daytime, and I might actually make some notes around that. It is just time for me to do what I want. There are no rules or structures to that bit of writing. And then I will do some exercise. And that might be one of my running days. So that will start with some stretching and some preparation work before I go for running. If it's not a running day, then I will do yoga. And that takes, well, with writing and yoga, that's about an hour in the morning. And I have structured my day to make that possible for me. And I think I'm very blessed that I have that facility. So my reflection for you today is, how are you contributing to yourself? I mean, it might be getting out for a walk. It might be committing to doing something that you know is good for you. It doesn't have to be big. It can be small. It's committing to taking time out of what you do with your morning break, with your coffee, and taking some time in silence. You know, it could be anything that is actually going to support you. Would be interested in hearing how you are contributing to yourself. And you could post that on any of the social media channels where you see us, because this podcast will appear on various social channels. So write down your contribution there. I'd love to hear what it is for you. That is it for my reflection for this week. Contribution to the self, as in self-care. So as always, thank you so much for listening in, because without you, there would be no point in doing this. If you'd like to know more about the 5 questions, do check out the website. You can pick up the 5 questions worksheet. If you are looking to get some stuff done, we've got a new process around the focus coaching, which you can check out. And I think that's probably about it. If you are enjoying this podcast, and as I say, if you are enjoying any podcast, please support your content creators with likes, shares, and reviews, because it's those things that absolutely power the podcast industry. It's likes and reviews, and particularly the reviews trigger the algorithms to give that podcast more prominence. And in the process, it helps more people find the podcast. That's why reviews are so important and so valuable. So if you can give a review to a podcast you like, your content creator, me particularly, or anyone else you'd like to listen to, will be most appreciative. That's it for this week. So thank you so much for your time and attention, and I will catch you later. All the best.